Welcome to the Safety Podcast with your host, Richard Collins.
Hi guys, welcome to this bonus episode of the Safety Podcast. I'm glad to be bringing you an overview of the NCRQ or NEBOSH debate that I have a blog post posted on my website about, which has got a lot of attention, loads of interesting comments and discussion. Across social media, you will see within the health and safety realm a lot of people talking, arguing one way or the other, giving their views and experiences. And I just thought it would be useful for me to summarize again what my experiences have been, and then we'll tap into some of the feedback that people have given us as well. And then from that, hopefully it will help you decide on which route you would like to take. Okay, so let's crack on. As I said, I've contributed on numerous forums and blogs in terms of giving my opinion as to what the appeal for both the NEBOSH and the NCRQ health and safety course offerings were from my experiences. And I wanted to just further summarize that for you, having completed the NEBOSH General Certificate and the NCRQ Diploma in recent times. I can shed light, of course, only on my own experience, and I will reiterate that this is an opinion piece, just that obviously anything that I say is really just through my own experience and doesn't necessarily reflect the feelings of other people, and it's up to yourself to choose which route you might want to take. So there's quite an amount of debate, as I say, about which is the best option, and I can see how people would be really confused. This is why I think it's valuable for me to present this information again in an audio format and give some feedback again on what other people are saying as well, just to help make the decision process maybe that bit easier. When I first wrote this article a number of months ago, it felt like a really good time to pitch in on the debate, because in 2017 I completed the NCRQ Diploma and they, as an organization, had made recent claims on Twitter, I think it was, that they are now reputedly the most popular health and safety diploma course provider in the UK, which was obviously a major claim, which means that they've really eaten into NEBOSH's market significantly. So the gauntlet had clearly been laid down by NCRQ, and that question of which course to take has become even more intriguing. And also difficult to answer. As most people will know, NEBOSH was very dominant for a very long period of time in terms of both popularity and also in terms of recognition from the employer's side. And that hasn't really changed hugely, I would say, although employers do appear to be increasingly recognising other qualifications. They've always recognised the likes of the MVQ route, as opposed to the NEBOSH qualification, and of course degree level qualifications that are similar to the NEBOSH diploma. But the new kid on the block is really the NCRQ diploma, which has made a significant impact within just 3 or 4 years of its introduction. So we'll look at the reasons as to why this might be the case, and as I said earlier, look at my experience of it to see if it actually helps you. We'll not look at the MVQ route, as I don't have direct experience myself. I wouldn't like to make assumptions. One person did mention to me that it was unfair to compare the NCRQ diploma against the NEBOSH certificate, because I hadn't done the diploma with NEBOSH. But I think that it gave me really enough of an insight into how the diploma and the actual curriculum was executed, and the approach, and then, you know, I was able to compare that with the certificate level qualification, which I also had to do for NCRQ, because the NEBOSH certificate doesn't count towards the NCRQ qualification. Putting that aside, let's look deeper into the potential reasons behind this apparent changing of the guard and the competition that has now come up against NEBOSH with NCRQ. The NEBOSH diploma has long been regarded as the pinnacle of workplace health and safety qualifications in many quarters. It had become revered in such a way, I guess, that with that certificate, you would automatically be inducted into the health and safety fraternity, particularly at the diploma level. You know, you would almost be As I said in my post, assumed to be a health and safety expert if you'd got your NEBOSH or you'd completed the diploma qualification, which, you know, is fair enough. Much of that respect was well deserved, because the stringent cross-examination by the NEBOSH examiners and the strict marking criteria used produces you know, a difficult course. And as we'll go on to, the pass rates have actually been getting consistently lower in recent years. I guess for some it was a way to keep the numbers down in the industry. The danger of that, of course, is that we might end up with a shortfall in the actual supply of qualified, competent people to perform health and safety roles, which is actually a real risk at the moment and into the future, as some people have spoken about. The competition coming from NCRQ is, I think, a really good thing. It's not to say that NEBOSH have rested on their laurels. After an extensive consultation, they most recently in November 2016, late 2015, updated their diploma qualification to include a significant coursework element. Candidates are now required to provide recommendations in a typical workplace setting. This appears to have been very timely with the movement of NCRQ into the same market. Moving on to NCRQ then, their qualifications are said to be for the real world, quote-unquote, perhaps a reference to the failure of some other course providers to give students the tools for managing health and safety in a practical context. NCRQ's intent seemingly is not to equip students with the ability to recite reams of legislative references and regulatory requirements, etc., etc., but they rather focus on the building of the student's confidence in finding the most relevant guidance and information, and then applying that reasonably and effectively to the real life situations that confront them. What does that actually mean in practice, though? Well, it includes testing the ability for the student to provide unambiguous, clear advice to pitch health and safety to different workplace audiences, which is very much a real life challenge, and also to provide consultancy advice to clients. The broader aim is to use problem-based learning to assess the competency of individuals in dealing with both basic and complex situations. This approach has really resonated with professionals in the field and also others moving or wanting to move into the market, certainly if the market share changes anything to go by. Looking at how the two different institutions assess then, the NEBOSH qualifications have traditionally consisted of strict assessment criteria, as I mentioned earlier, and these are dominated by exams with a splash of coursework to deal with the practical side of health and safety, as I just mentioned. NCRQ, on the other hand, have thrown all of their eggs into one basket and ditched the exam and classroom format completely. They have favoured a self-directed workbook-style approach, which focuses on case studies and problem-based learning. Students must also meet a set of specific competency criteria for each assessment to progress further on in the course. If we look at the two by comparison, for me, for NEBOSH, I could really closely align this to being taught in a class leading up to just doing exam questions, which was very much in my experience of, you know, back in school a long, long time ago, was very much dependent on the level of engagement and interest that the teacher could achieve with me to actually hold my attention and get me interested in the subject matter. And so, you know, again, it's very dependent on how good your teacher is as to how much you enjoy being taught in that fashion. NCRQ, on the other hand, was a bit more like being given the freedom to do research for a project in a university context, where you're given background information and a lot of it is up to yourself to go and find out you know, the actual detail and try and rationalize that and then use that information in the context of the question that's given to you. So obviously two very different styles of learning, and each person will likely have their own preference. looking at my own experience then, in my opinion, the NCRQ, just in the way it was produced and the way the information within the workbooks is presented in a case study style format, it was very formative, engaging, and I felt valuable for me, more so than the NABOSH experience was. Critically, it actually fired up my interest in the subject matter. By virtue of being self-study based, the NCRQ course is unquestionably book heavy. But that said, the workbooks, as I said, are very well structured, and you do feel a real sense of progress when working through them. Also, I could relate it very closely to my daily work, working as a health and safety and environmental manager through the day during this study. This type of self-study distance learning format may not be to everybody's taste, and it's important to note that. I think for me personally, it wasn't too bad. I'm fairly well disciplined, I think. With these sort of things, I was able to set myself some time targets and then try and hold myself accountable. But obviously each person will be different. As I said, I had a very much an interest in the subject matter, and the way it was presented really helped. Saying that, when it comes to the last of the 300 page workbooks, you have to complete most of the workbook without much coursework requirements to break it up. It's leading up towards the final and largest project. It can get a little bit tedious, particularly towards the end, although I was able to complete it in around 6 months whilst working full time, and most of that obviously done in the evenings later on at night. But I felt that it was very easy to read through the content, and as I said, it was interesting using real life contexts to get your brain working and keeping you interested. So really, I did enjoy working through those books, and you will see that, you know, reflected in comments by other people who have done it. The great thing is that they do engage you throughout the books and through the chapters by getting you to do little exercises on what you have learned, to think in different contexts and how to apply the knowledge that you're acquiring as you work through them, and also to do research as you go through it. So that really keeps you engaged as you go through as well. Despite the fact that I completed it in 6 months, you do have up to 3 years to complete the NCRQ diploma. So it does give you lots of flexibility. The way it works is that whenever you work through a chapter in the book and you're ready to complete the next coursework assignment, you signify to your tutor or to NCRQ that you're ready to do it, and they issue it and basically hit a timer and give you an appropriate amount of time, whether that's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, to within which you must submit the assignment. So it's very much based on your own personal circumstances, and you can work through it at your own pace. Moving on to NABOSH then, as I said, it's mostly exams that NABOSH is based around, and one of the biggest elephants in the room, so to speak, when it comes to NABOSH is the exam pass rate. What I had written in my blog post was that the figures that I had seen in some areas, and these figures are quite difficult to actually come by, quite difficult to find accurate figures. I'd read somewhere that the failure rate was actually up as much as 92%, although the article from which I took that information was actually removed then later on for some reason, so I'm not sure what the rationale was there. So as a result of that, I dug a little bit deeper then later on just to try and get some answers on what the actual rates of pass were. So thinking back on where the 92% may have come from, it may have related to the number of people who have had to resit at least one exam. This would make some sense, but don't quote me on that. I wanted to know what was going on with the pass rate, so I tried to dig into the NABOSH website a bit further to get some answers. The website itself, it's not great for navigating. I was trying to search to get pass rate figures from the last few years. Eventually, I stumbled upon a strategic report that was released in 2017. So within that report, I was able to extract some information looking at the trends on the cumulative pass rate for NABOSH national and international diplomas. The report itself shows the graphs, but it only really refers to the average pass rate across the last 12 odd years from 2006. It fails to discuss the steep downtrends in the pass rates that are actually being seen in the graphs. So this lack of clarity, it wouldn't really give me a lot of confidence as a prospective candidate. So what I've actually seen there, and what you'll see in my article and posted on the site, is that the graphs indicate that the NBOS National Diploma from around a pass rate of 90% in 2009 and 10 is now flirting downwards towards more like 50 to 60%, which is a massive drop. Now, I would say that the results after the changes that I spoke about earlier haven't been publicized yet, so that may have an impact, and maybe that's an attempt for NBOS to try and bring those pass rates back up again. But again, I'm just trying to interpret the information that I have. The NBOS International Diploma has actually come down even harder, and you'll see from the graphs that it's actually sitting at around 40 to 50%. It itself was up at around sort of 90, 95% at one time around 2006 and 7. So again, a steep downward trend in the pass rates. I'm not sure why this is. The changes that were made from NBOS in 2016 included a renewed focus on softer skills, such as those that are focused upon by NCRQ, and this includes, you know, the ability to influence organizational change. And also, they're putting more of an emphasis, or trying to put an emphasis, on proportionate, sensible risk management, which again looks like it's aligning closer to the school of thought that NCRQ have approached the market with, which is all about reasonableness and risk-based health and safety management. So whether or not the level of difficulty in passing the NBOS diploma has served the health and safety industry in a positive way, we don't know, but certainly there's a downtrend there, and a lot of people that have been trying to pass through the NBOS ranks seem to have switched over to NCRQ as an option. Perhaps this increase in difficulty has started to become an issue for NBOS in terms of actual market share. Having considered the different routes to diploma, I really felt like I aligned better with my progressive approach to health and safety management within a business context, and their educational objectives resonated with me. For me, certainly in the health and safety context, it's much more about being able to engage with the audience that's presented in front of you, using the information and expertise that's available to pragmatically reduce risk through positive engagement with the workforce or any stakeholders. And you know, I feel like NCRQ really nurtured that better. The learning approach is arguably better aligned with the realities of being in an HSE advisory role. You're often having to research completely new subjects or unfamiliar processes and hazards, etc., within short time frames. And, you know, you're not going to be able to memorize or be an expert in most, if not all, of these areas. And, you know, essentially NCRQ is saying that, yes, we acknowledge that that is the case, but using your ability to apply the knowledge that exists with your previous experience, you should be able to and must be able to make a considered professional judgment. And this really, you know, the course correlates well with that need. One very important point here is that point on experience. You know, neither course is offering to take you into a high-risk workplace for 6 months to show you the ropes. However, where both courses attempt to provide exposure to real-life scenarios in different ways, it appears that NCRQ's delivery structure is definitely working for a lot of people. But if you're not, if you don't consider yourself a self-starter with studying, then certainly I would say that the more formal structure of NBOS may be more beneficial for you. I think it's really important that our HSE community learns from one another and we share as much as possible. Obviously, this sharing this information and my opinion on this debate is something that I think can be valuable for people in terms of trying to make their decision. And what I really want to hear is what your opinion and your experience of these courses has been, or the difficulty that you're having or questions that you have in terms of actually making a decision. Please bring it forward to us, and hopefully some of the people involved in our conversation, including myself, will be able to answer those questions for you. Okay, so you've heard my opinion, and I stress it's just my opinion on this debate and my experience of the NEBORS National General Certificate and the NCRQ Health and Safety Diploma. But let's dig in a little bit to some of the feedback that we've had online and some of the social media posts and debates that are going on. So we'll kick off first. One person is saying here in favour of, I guess, NEBORS and the reason why it's been so important in terms of its very long respected standing in the health and safety fraternity. They're sort of saying that the NCRQ, along with the NVQ, has been troubled by the fact that it looks like it's an easy way to get to the diploma level and perhaps chartered status without having to do an exam. I guess that's a stigma thing. And this person's saying that it's going to be a long road to change those opinions. Although I'd probably counter that with the fact that a lot of the feedback coming back from people that have completed NCRQ is really, really positive. And looking at also the numbers that I mentioned earlier of the people actually doing the diploma, the fact is that the market is speaking, and obviously employers will have to acknowledge that at some point or other. Okay, the next opinion then. So someone has been working through the NCRQ diploma and said that each assessment and assignment and the learning involved has been directly applicable to their current role. They were at a crossroads after the NEBORS General Cert and chose the NCRQ route. Seems to be very similar to my own story. The next person then, obviously a big NEBORS fan, the NEBORS diploma all the way. I'm not sure why it's not seen as practical, given there's a dissertation on the application of health and safety management to an organisation. We'd obviously discussed that earlier. It's saying that it helps the main regulator, the HSE, here in the UK. Obviously, this qualification, you can do it internationally as well and recognised by IOSH. The person is saying that the HSE themselves, who you may encounter as a practitioner, of course, if they visit a site for whatever reason, put their own inspectors through a NEBORS diploma as well, or NEBORS created diploma. Plus, it's nice to have an option to top it up into a Master's of Science degree at the various universities that recognise its value. Very good point. However, someone actually countered that by saying that you can also do that with the NCRQ. So evidently, there are options for that as well, which this person maybe doesn't realise. So it'd be good to hear your views on that if anybody's considering it. And the next person then saying, I'm currently about 50% of the way through the NCRQ and really enjoying it and the flexibility and variety it gives. I looked at the NEBORS diploma, NVQ route and NCRQ and definitely chose the best option. Practical real life examples with a modern feel and good use of all skills, not just a memory recall test. I think you probably guessed I'm pro NCRQ. So the next one, I'm currently a third through the NCRQ and I think it's great. Yes, I understand NEBORS has been recognised for many years. However, the learning modules are fixed, so lack of flexibility for some. NCRQ gives you a chance to plan your learning and assignments around your own home life, work commitments, so it's been perfect for this person. I guess it really depends on your learning style and flexibility. But again, after completing the NEBORS General Cert, it looked like the NCRQ was a better option. So we'll go for a bit of balance here, and someone who is telling us what the NEBORS enables you to achieve. This person says that the NEBORS diploma forces you to study for an extended period of time in an area that you would not normally be required to. As a consultant, this has proved invaluable, as I am required to retain high levels of information over a wide breadth of subjects. If I was in a fixed risk management role, then maybe the NCRQ would have provided all I needed. Okay, that person's also saying that they're going to do the NCRQ for some reason. I'm not sure why, but I guess each to their own. Glutton for punishment there, perhaps. Something tells me there won't be too many people that are going to do both diplomas. Let's see, someone else then. If you prefer a practical and common sense approach, I would recommend NCRQ. If you like NEBORS language and want to align yourself with past generations of safety professional, then I would recommend NeBosch. Obviously quite a an interesting look at it there, and including the more modern approach that perceivably NCRQ are taking on this. An interesting comment by someone here just saying that they think the reason why the NeBosch failure rate is so high is that good NeBosch providers should develop a range of learning resources and create lots of opportunities for feedback and discussion, and use lots of practical scenarios to help you understand the information rather than just retaining the information, as many of them seem to do. Also, you know, saying that there is plenty of choice in terms of the providers out there, and perhaps that's just an interesting and important point to try and get a recommendation to ensure that you're going with the right provider. Another person here took the NeBosch construction certificate, and although the classroom course was well presented, they didn't enjoy the NeBosch experience of learning this, write it this way, etc. They studied for the NCRQ diploma, and although it wasn't easy, they felt they learned more. They work as a health and safety consultant as well, and have yet to have a client say to them, "Here, I have a question for you, but before you answer it, turn off your PC, don't refer to your notes or textbooks, or confer with your colleagues," which they are saying that is NeBosch in a nutshell. So again, I suppose going back to what I was saying earlier, is my opinion on it agrees with this person in terms of you're never going to be expected to know all the details of every piece of subject matter in our profession unless you're a very specialist niche expert in a particular area. Another pro NCRQ comment from someone who's experienced both NeBosch and NCRQ, saying they found it far more interesting and personally felt they gained far more from just completing the first module than they did from both NeBosch certificate courses combined. And they don't think it's an easier route by any means, but the assignments are challenging and will require a lot of commitment to pass them. They're just saying as well that it's about weighing up the pros and cons, and they admit that NeBosch is far more recognized at this point and is a fantastic addition to your CV. However, NCRQ is the new kid on the block and is picking up momentum very quickly within the industry. The next person here is a big NeBosch supporter, saying definitely the NeBosch diploma route. Not only is it the recognized gold standard, but it is the qualification in occupational safety and health, which is most frequently looked for by employers. Those who achieve the NeBosch diploma, over 80%, he believes, which I discussed earlier, is rapidly declined now, and that wouldn't be accurate, have a firm foundation and understanding that enables them to give appropriate practical advice to employers. If you look carefully at other awards, you may find that they cover less detail and depth, which is why they may be perceived as easier in some quarters. This person is actually a NeBosch teacher, and they're saying they've never heard anyone who's obtained the NeBosch diploma say that it wasn't worth it. Someone here that's just off the back end of a NeBosch diploma, saying they've just completed it. It's very long-winded and made devilishly, I can nearly say that, difficult. It's much more respected qualification, but NCRQ is much more aligned to modern health and safety. If I was starting out again, I'd go with NCRQ. There you go, guys. I hope that gave you a good overview of the NCRQ or NeBosch debate. Obviously, there are people on either side of the fence. There's some people who have experienced both courses, both organizations, and there are differing opinions out there, but my job, as I see it, is just to try and help you here, trying to make the right decision for yourself. And each person has their own preference as to what way they want to learn, how they want to approach coursework, exams, or whatever method it is that's being offered. So look, I hope this has really been helpful for you. So please listen out for the Safety Podcast. You can subscribe on the site, join our community, give us your opinions, and contribute to the conversation on a range of aspects of health, safety, and environment. Hopefully we can give you information to help you have more impact in your job and continue to progress your career in a positive way. So that's all from me. Hopefully this extra content has given you a deeper insight into this debate, and hopefully it makes you or helps you make the right decision going forward. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to tune in to the Safety Podcast. We hope this has been of some value to you. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with your friends and peers. Don't forget to subscribe for more relevant HSE content, and please let us know what you'd like to hear in the future. If you did enjoy the show and would like us to continue, please leave us a review on iTunes as well, which will help us. So until next time, keep pushing things forward, keep having a positive impact by helping other people, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Safety Podcast. We would love you to tell us which episode you would like to hear. Don't forget to give us a shout at safetypodcast.com.